And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning and welcome to Capital Chat on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. Mike Lane with you on a Friday morning. We have 8:35 now. All right, our guest from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Alaska is Kerrigan Ponsart. Did I say the name right?
Yeah, you've got it right.
All right. I was looking at that name going, boy, it's a gamble. I could say that in about three different ways, but glad I got it right. So you're here with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you're here to tell us about some fundraisers that you have coming up in the events. One of them has got my attention right off the bat. You have a community skate coming up.
Yeah, so we are sponsoring a free community ice skating event at Treadwell Arena on Saturday, April 20th. It's from 1:30 to 2:30, completely free, with rentals included on a first-come, first-served basis. And yeah, anybody that wants to learn more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters or just enjoy the afternoon is welcome to come.
Okay, and now what is the event for? I mean, why a free skating event? What's the idea behind it?
So basically, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska is in a huge revamp in the city of Juneau and the state, and we really just want to get more people involved in our mission in several different ways. So we're looking to recruit people as Big Brothers and Big Sisters, as littles, people as just champions for the program in the city, and this is a great way that we thought we could have a fun afternoon and share a little bit more about what we do.
That's a fantastic idea. It's Big Brothers Big Sisters putting on this free community skate on the 20th. That's a Saturday, correct?
It's a Saturday.
Treadwell Arena, and it's free. So you can go have fun, learn about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And by the way, if you'd like to learn more online, you can go to bbbsak.org. Boy, I'm never going to get that straight. It's bbbsak.org. And Kerrigan, right off the bat, on the website, I noticed it says, we're hiring a Juneau community coordinator.
Yeah, so everybody's welcome to apply. I am actually an Alaskan fellow. So the Alaska Fellows Program is only 7 months in Juneau, and my term is coming to an end. So we're hiring a full-time community coordinator for the city of Juneau. It can be part-time or full-time, depending, and that person would be hosting community events like the ice skating, as well as just helping our matches in the city. And yeah, we'll be hiring for that, hopefully hiring very soon.
Okay. So you can check that out online at bbbsak.org. I'm going to get it straight eventually. Also, you can learn what it takes to be a Big Brother, Big Sister. And, you know, it says, get started. It takes little to be big. And it really does. You can join Big Brothers Big Sisters. What does it take to join Big Brothers Big Sisters? What would somebody have to do to become a big?
Yeah, so I work on enrolling our bigs in the program, and I often joke that the enrollment process can be the hardest part, but it's actually really just a short interview, a short orientation session, and a background check, and then you'll be ready to be matched. And we do base our matches on compatibility. So you could be looking to be matched for a little while, and then once you are matched, we ask that our bigs and littles meet 2 to 4 times per month for at least a year commitment.
Fantastic. Again, it's Big Brothers Big Sisters, bbbsak.org. And at the bottom of that website, you'll see a button for donate. I love the donate buttons because that is how many of our organizations, particularly here in the capital city, how they survive. It's through donations. And, you know, they are doing a lot in our community with our youth, and we need to keep them supported. So let's help them reach their goal of $50,000 this year. You can change Alaskan kids' lives for the better forever. Just help them out. Go to bbbsak.org. Now, there is another event coming up. It is titled Big Give.
Yes. And I hope that the emphasis was that big is completely capitalized. Yeah.
Big give. Big give. Yeah. So what is this fundraiser all about?
So basically, it's a month-long peer-to-peer fundraiser. It's our largest peer-to-peer fundraiser. And basically this event, which is also called the Big Give, is a celebration of the end of that campaign, as well as just a thank you to all of our partners, financial or otherwise, in the city. We have amazing organizations that help us in the city, parents and friends and family. And so this is a celebration of that. And it'll be at the Spice Gallery from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everybody that's invited is invited, and just to get to know the program a little better.
Excellent. And again, this is on the 24th. It is the Big Give fundraiser. Can we learn all about these events on the website? Are they all posted on the
website?
They're
on the website, and then they're also on our Facebook page. Oh. And you can say that you're interested or going, and just let us know.
All right. Now, this website isn't just for us adults who or young adults who want to become a big and be a mentor and a good influence on a young person, but it's also for those younger folks who are looking for their own big,
mm-hmm.
looking for somebody to hang out with, talk to, learn something from. They can also go to bbbsak.org and they can become a little.
Yes, we enroll ages 6 to 16, and then as long as you're enrolled by the time you're 16, you can stay in the program until you're 18 or graduate high school. So,
wow, yeah. That's so cool. Now, how did you get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
My cousin was a big, actually. I'm from Cleveland, and my cousin was a big in Cleveland, and I just found this Alaska Fellows program, which was like, why wouldn't everybody move to Alaska? So moved here in October and been working with Big Brothers Big Sisters since.
So that was your opportunity to come to Alaska,
yep.
And you've been with Big Brothers Big Sisters ever since.
Yeah.
And so you're... What's your feeling of Alaska and Alaska Big Brothers Big Sisters? Is it different than it would be back in Cleveland?
Yes. So first of all, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Alaska is a whole statewide organization. And there's, I'm the fellow in Juneau. We have a fellow Josie in Anchorage as well. And a team of 14. Whereas at home, my organization was just for the city of Cleveland. And a very different thing. I think we gain a lot by having a statewide organization because we can all benefit from each other. We all learn from each other. So we have programs in Fairbanks, the Matsu Valley, Anchorage, Haines, Sitka, and Juneau. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot. Now, what exactly is a fellow?
A fellow is an interesting question. So basically, it's kind of like AmeriCorps is how I describe it. It's a service year opportunity. We are all partnered with various different nonprofit organizations. We're in Fairbanks, Juneau, Anchorage, and Sitka. And there's six of us here in Juneau working at everywhere from the Alaska Heritage Institute to I work with Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Alaskan Municipal League, different things like that. And we... Juneau is a 7-month city, and then hopefully everybody is staying and just rolling over into a new job. So,
very
yeah.
cool. Very cool. So I have to ask, I know you're here for the Big Brothers Big Sisters, but I find it fascinating that you come from Cleveland to here to work for Big Brothers Big Sisters on a temporary basis. And I'm wondering, what is the highlight? What's been the highlight of your experience so far with Big Brothers Big Sisters and with Alaska?
I will say I was like doing some thinking about Juneau the other day, and I said, I think it's easy to love Juneau in the sun, but I love Juneau in the rain, and that made it all the more worth it. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, the complete access to nature here is just incredible. And
it is.
I do think that there, I thought leaving the Midwest would be hard because there's just a Midwest personality that's very nice and inviting. And I found that Alaskans have the exact same, just inviting nature, and have made everybody feel so comfortable and like incorporating us into the community. And
excellent.
Yeah. And Big Brothers Big Sisters has been an amazing opportunity. And I really believe in the mission and have made an incredible, like I learned a lot about how mentoring can help in a young person's life. And I think that our bigs gain a lot from it as well.
I think you're probably dead on that. What are your future plans now that you're going to be leaving?
I'm leaving. I actually joined the Peace Corps. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Where are they going to ship you off to?
Ecuador.
Ecuador.
I move May 12th.
from one extreme to the
yeah,
other.
Exactly. I was like, I'm going from like the 58th parallel to the equator. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'll live there for 27 months.
So. 27 months. So is that like a typical contract then? Mm-hmm. The 27 yeah. month contract? Okay.
Yeah. All right. So all of the Peace Corps, except for they have some like short term emergency positions, but all Peace Corps positions are 27 months. So I'll be there until August 2026.
That is just absolutely amazing to me. You're doing things that I wish I had done when I was younger. I'm just telling you, that's pretty cool what you're doing. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, learn more about them online at bbbsak.org. You can learn about them. You can learn how to become a big, become a little, get a big. Donate goods, not just money, but goods as well. Get involved. You can contact Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Learn about the jobs that are available. And to emphasize that, they are hiring a Juneau Community Coordinator. Thank you for coming in today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's just amazing to me that that you're able to do what you're doing. And it seems to me that you're really enjoying it.
I love it.
It's fantastic. I salute you for what you're doing. It's big, and I mean, it really is. That's a very big deal, and I think it's going to serve you well throughout the rest of your life. And you're seeing some stuff.
I know.
At a young age. And Ecuador is just going to blow your mind.
I think so, too.
So, all right. Well, Kerrigan, thank you so much for joining us on Capital Chat today. And we hope that we get to talk to you again before you leave town.
I will be here.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you. It is 8:46. That's going to do it for Capital Chat today. This is KINY 800 AM, 94.9 FM.
Every weekday morning at 8:35, the fastest community connection available. Capital Chat, KINY.